of Washington comes to talk. News now.
WML News at 10. Good morning. I'm Bill Thompson. Congress has been badly shaken today by a shooting this morning in Alexandria that appears to have targeted Republican lawmakers who are at a ball field practicing for tomorrow night's congressional baseball game. A suspect is in custody. He is one of the five people injured by gunfire. One of the victims of his gunfire was House Majority Whip Steve Scalise, who is in surgery right now in stable condition. WML Steve Burns is at the scene in Alexandria.
Bill, we just heard from Alexandria's Police Chief Michael Brown. Still a lot of questions to be answered here, but he confirms five people, suspect included, have been taken to the hospital.
At that time, there was a practice team event with a baseball team. Folks that were representing some folks on the hill. We were there within 3 minutes.
He's not giving any identities or the severity of those injuries at this point. This is a very residential area of town. Talking with neighbors, I'm told some thought it was an electrical transformer problem at first, but they knew it was something much more severe after a few dozen pops. We're expecting another update from police within an hour or so. In Alexandria, Steve Burns on WMAL and WMAL.com.
I'm WMAL's Heather Curtis. Members of Congress at the baseball practice when the shooter opened fire watch on in horror, unable to help Scalise.
There is in between he and I about a 10-foot fence, so there was no way for me to get to where he was, and it was also sort of a killing field. It was wide open.
Congressman Mo Brooks says Scalise was shot in the hip, a security officer on the ground.
He had a towel over his head, and he was immobile.
As horrifying as the scene was, Paul says,
without the Capitol Hill police, it would have been a massacre.
Heather Curtis on WMAL and WMAL.com.
Texas Congressman Roger Williams says a member of his congressional staff was among those shot and wounded this morning. And U.S. Capitol Police say they have a robust police presence, as they're calling it, around the Capitol. The building remains open after the Alexandria shootings. Stay with WMAL as we bring you continuous updates on this breaking story. A devastating apartment building fire in London overnight has left at least six people dead, dozens injured. At least 20 of them are in critical condition. University of Virginia student Otto Warmbier is now back in the U.S. for the first time in almost a year and a half after being released by North Korea, where he had been sentenced to 15 years of hard labor for alleged anti-state acts. But he's in a coma. North Korean officials did have an explanation for that.
They claim that Otto Warmbier actually contracted botulism just after his trial, so back in March of 2016. And then after taking a sleeping tablet, he slipped into a coma and has not woken up since.
Correspondent Paula Hancocks. The North Carolina man who is facing sentencing next week has apologized for bringing a rifle to a D.C. pizza restaurant intent on investigating internet rumors that have been dubbed Pizzagate. Edgar Madison Welch wrote a letter to the judge who will sentence him next week saying he apologizes and that he now realizes, quote, just how foolish and reckless he was. Checking your money. The Dow right now up 17. The Nasdaq up 6. Up next, traffic and weather on 105.9 FM and AM 630. Washington's Mall, WMAL.
Oh.
10:05 at 105.9 FM and AM 630 WMAL. Traffic and weather. Here's Sarah Chase in the Hadid Carpet Cleaning Traffic Center.
In Alexandria, you'll of course want to avoid the Simpson Stadium Park area. Police have blocked off East Monroe Avenue between Mainline Boulevard and Mount Vernon Avenue. Other streets are blocked off in the area as well. Expect delays on the outer loop due to a collision at Dulles Toll Road that crashes off to the shoulder. In Silver Spring, police are on the scene of a collision on the ICC connector off-ramp to Briggs Cheney Road. Also in Silver Spring, an overturned vehicle is blocking lanes on Connecticut Avenue at Jeffries Street. Now from GarageDoorRepair.com, the WMAL Weather Channel forecast.
Scattered thunderstorms possible this afternoon, the high 87. Cloudy tonight, a chance of a shower or storm, 68. Tomorrow, partly to mostly cloudy, 83. And Friday, more thunderstorms in the afternoon, the high Friday, 85. Right now, 84 degrees in Warrenton, 82 in Hyattsville, 83 in Washington. It's going to be Gillespie versus Northam in the fall race for governor of Virginia. Get the latest at WMAL.com. I'm Bill Thompson on 105.9 FM at AM 630, Washington's Mall, WMAL.